Task 2. Adrian and Jackie are discussing what to consider when designing a rooftop farm. Listen to their discussion and answer the questions below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Thank you so much for all this sweet corn. I'm sure it'll help convince the people back at my school to support a rooftop farm.
Don't mention it. Try grilling them with some butter. You won't believe how sweet homegrown corn can be. Do you actually want to grill some now? We have a coal grill in the shed.
That'd be awesome. I've noticed that no matter where we are, there's a clear path to the shed or the exit.
Ah, yes, I need to talk to you about that. Remember that spacing is something that must be considered when designing your rooftop farm. Different crops need different amounts of space to grow, so it's important to plan your layout so that everything has enough growth space.
How much space do crops usually need?
It can really range from a few centimeters to a few hundred, so it's best to check for each type. Also, try to leave room for an open area. You want an area where teachers have room to show something to their class, or where people can just sit down and enjoy being surrounded by nature.
Good point. I want people to be able to enjoy the farm.
Yeah. Another reason why it is so important to plan out your rooftop farm is because of the weight. You wouldn't think about it normally, but plants and soil can be very heavy. That's why you have to make sure to distribute the weight evenly. Place heavier plants along the outside perimeter, or above columns that you know are underneath.
Oh, so that tree over there is above a column?
Correct. That's a papaya tree, by the way. It's not hard to grow and looks very lively, so I recommend it.
I'll remember that. I see you've also got other crops growing under it.
That brings me to my next point. Keep the level of exposure in mind when deciding where to put your crops. Different crops need different levels of sunlight. For example, we're growing lettuce underneath the papaya tree. The tree keeps the lettuce in shade for most of the day, but lettuce does not require much light. Find out which areas of your farm are shaded and coordinate your crops depending on how much exposure they need.
Makes a lot of sense. Is that about it for things I need to keep in mind when designing the farm?
Just about. Well, you could also think of the theme. You do want your farm to be visually pleasing, like a garden. You don't have to worry too much about it, though, because a farm should prioritize practicality before appearance. When possible, you can consider grouping your crops by theme, like by shape or color.
I do want our farm to look good, but grouping by shape or colour sounds like a lot of work. I would have to consider the appearance of the school building and our equipment as well. What is that thing, actually?
That machine over there. That's our food waste recycling machine. It turns unwanted food waste into fertiliser for the crops.
Wow, that sounds really green. How does it work?
You put in any leftover food, and in about 24 hours, the machine converts it into fertilizer. That is, any leftover food but bones and hard shells, so you can't really put in anything you want. I'll tell you, picking bones out of the food waste is quite a hassle.
Then the fertilizer can be used for the crops immediately?
No, you have to mix it with soil first.
And what does that blinking light mean?
Wait, what? That means it needs cleaning again. The machine needs to be cleaned every few months for the parts to function properly.
Don't worry, I'll help out. I'm already here anyway. Tell me more about the machine.
Okay, thanks. The machine can turn food into fertilizer much faster than traditional methods like worm composting. Also, other methods of recycling food can emit strong smells, but a machine is airtight. It doesn't allow any gases to escape, and is therefore not smelly.
So it's basically a must-have for a farm.
Not really. We have to keep the machine running nearly all day, which uses a lot of electricity. Other recycling methods are actually greener, because they don't use electricity. The machine handles a very small amount of food waste each time, and that's why it's always on. In the end, it isn't very green.
I guess that's the price to be paid for being able to make fertilizer so quickly. Maybe I'll suggest worm composting to my school instead.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.